Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Sister Lucy Kurian from India, a religious nun who is the founder and director of a charitable institution called Mahir, a home for battered, exploited, destitute women and children. According to her, it is a home for sharing and caring, a home for peace and reconciliation, a home for unity in diversity, and a home for human growth and village development. Sister Lucy hails from a traditional Catholic family in the southern Indian state of Kerala. In the first part of this interview, she speaks about her life with the poor, her inspiration, and her mission. Our faithful witness of today, Sister Lucy Kurian from India, shares with us her mission, her life with the poor, and more.
So welcome, Sister Lucy, to the studios of Vatican Radio. We are very happy to have you here, and we would like you to share your experiences with the poor people, of having worked with them, and regarding the faith that has developed in you as well as in the people that you are working with.
I'm working with the women and children in the very, very backward class in Maharashtra. We work with the destitute women who have no one to take care. At present, we have got more than 240 women who are mentally disturbed. We have a session only for them. More than 100 women are there who are mentally disturbed. We pick them up from the street. Then we have children. More than 765 children are in our 30 houses. We divide them into different homes in the villages itself. And women of different category, mentally disturbed, aged, unwed mothers, battered women.
What made you feel inspired to do this kind of a work? I mean, it's a lot of it is, I suppose, a personal initiative of yours.
Yes. I myself went through an experience within the convent when I was living. A woman had come to me asking for shelter. And she told me that her husband was threatening to kill her because he was in love with another woman. And also he was an alcoholic. She is an illiterate woman and she had nowhere to go. She asked me for shelter. But living within the convent, it was not possible for me to take in a lay person. I sent her back, hoping that I will help her the next day by talking to some of my friends because I was well known in that area. But unfortunately, that day never dawned for this woman. That very night, her husband and she, as usual, they must have had some fight. He poured kerosene and set her on fire. I ran there to see because I heard the noise, shouting and yelling. Little I knew it was the same woman. Only when I reached there, I realized, and I was involved in taking this woman to the hospital. It took me quite a while because we did not have a car. It was a remote area. And by the time we reached her to the hospital, doctor told me that she's already 90% burned. Then I asked doctor if anything can be done to save the baby because this woman was 7 months pregnant. When doctor took her to the theater, what we got in her hand was a fully burned baby, or I can say fully cooked baby. This was the particular incident that stirred my entire life. I noticed that, you know, I was becoming very frustrated, very angry with myself sometimes. There was a time like when I sat for breakfast with the sisters, I felt like turning the whole table round, because I felt there were so many women on the street, children on the street, and what am I doing within the convent, not doing much, you know. Somebody advised me to go in for counseling, and I went for counseling to one Jesuit priest, Father Francis Disa. He told me, Lucy, instead of sitting inside and getting frustrated, and go and do something for this type of women. I was wondering, what will I do, because I'm not a qualified person for anything of this type of work. Neither I had any money. So I was not very sure what I will do. But something told me, yes, I can do. And he put me in touch with this one man from Austria. He and his son came down to India and they lived with me. And he liked the idea very much that I'm working for women. If I can work for women, he told me he will help me. But I was not very sure, because I was meeting European men for the first time. But anyway, I can say God's power was great and he helped me with everything. And that man gave me some money. It was in 1993. We set up our home in 1997. From 97 to now, we were able to help out more than 2,400 such cases. At present, we have more than 240 women living in our 30 houses. Children, we have 765 children living with us. We rescue children from begging, from the prostitute area, from child labor. All these children are rescued and we are bringing them to our home and we send them to school.
When you say we, you mean to say...
When I say we, it is mostly the staff. I started this project on my own. I took permission from my congregation and I started it. I have not left the convent, but I don't live in a community particular type of a community. But we live together, the Hindus, Muslims and the Christians, we live together. I'm happy to say that the faith practice that we have is totally different. We pray to the divine. Every morning and evening we have a meditation for children and also for women and for staff. It is compulsory that everybody comes together for a community prayer, but it is addressed to the divine. But at the same time, we celebrate all the festivals. If you come during Christmas, you may think that the whole lot is they are Christians. If you come during Diwali time, you may think that all are Hindus. All the festivals also we celebrate. And then sometimes we read from different holy books like Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita.
You adopted this style for this because it was India and because of the diverse religions?
I felt there is every religion, there is something very good. But at the same time, I didn't lose my faith in Christ. Deep inside me, teachings of Christ is very, very deep. So what I felt was that though I encourage all religion, but for me, Jesus has been my guru personally. When Jesus has said, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, that you do unto me. So that is to touch me very much. Now, in fact, I can say every time I think, if Jesus was here today, what will you do? How will you live? How will you look at the children? When a child is hungry on the street, will you look at that child and say he's a Hindu or a Muslim? Or look at that child as a child?
You feel your faith also has increased by doing this.
Certainly. Yes, very much. I've become more deep in my own faith, helping the children and the women to follow the divine.
Have you faced any kind of an opposition from people?
Yeah, very strongly. They even came to kill me. They spat on me. They thought that I am pretending because I am a Christian. I am come for conversion. Once even 70 people came to destroy the whole work. But then I stood strongly with love. And that worked with them. This side, the church thought I had left the church because I was not using the church prayers as such in our house or in our faith practices. So the church also had a little bit of a problem with me because they did not understand my way of life. As a nun, I was not living in a community. I was living with the people, having their own food, their prayers. So they were also totally confused what I was doing. Okay. But now they appreciate. Now, in fact, I'm in the Pune Diocese. I'm in the Women's Commission. I'm also advisory to the social work in the Pune Diocese. So now no problem. But in the beginning, it was very difficult to make them understand what I was trying to do.
That was Sister Lucy Kurian from India talking with Vatican Radio's Melvin Pindo. You can listen to the second part of this interview at the same day and time next week. Have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Sister Lucy Kurian from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.